that gives us authority. It's the name that gives us power. Because he gave us power when he died and rose again. He gave us life when he died and rose again. And I loved both those songs we sang because it's a great reminder of his goodness, isn't it? It's a reminder of his love. It's a reminder of his compassion. It's a reminder of his grace. It's a reminder of the healing that he gives. It's a reminder of the redemption we have because of him, because of Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, we love you. God, we honor you. God, we lift up your name. God, you loved us so much. Father, you sent your son Jesus for us. And God, I know I've said this a few times this morning, but just thank you. Thank you for sending him. Thank you for fulfilling the promises and for continuing to fulfill promises in our lives each and every day. Father God, I pray that as we are reminded today about how Jesus came to be the light of the world, that we would remember and engage upon that and remind ourselves about that when we leave these doors, and that we would know why he is the light, and we would know that light in a new, real way. And God, that we would understand the goodness of you and the goodness of your son Jesus and the promises that he brought and the promises that he made, and that they are there and that they are always yes and amen. God, we thank you so much and we love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You guys can have a seat today. Am I too loud? Not loud enough? I'm good? Okay, perfect. I know I moved in and it was almost in my mouth when I first said something, so it wasn't really in my mouth. We don't have to sanitize, guys. We're all good. So, welcome to Sunday Church, and we're starting this new series called, it's called Christmas Cheer 2020, because 2020 was a good year, and I'm so thankful for the year that was 2020, because I've learned so much, I've grown so much, and I understand a lot more at this point in my life than I did at the beginning of 2020, and I understand more at this point in my life than I did in 2018 as well, and 2019 and 2017, and I love how as we spend time in his word and as we get to know him and understand his promises more and more things get revealed to us, amen? And that's the beauty of his word, and it always speaks to us and it always teaches us, doesn't it? So we're in our Christmas series, Christmas Cheer 2020, because I'll tell you, I'll be honest with you, I haven't heard a lot of Christmas cheer lately. I haven't, and it's sad to me. We forget things like, why are we celebrating Christmas? And why should we have joy? And why we should be living in peace? Why? And so I thought this is a good idea for a series, but it's more of a mini series. But because I really wanted to finish strong with our series of authority that we just finished, so this is going to be more of a mini series. Okay, it's not a full picture motion picture series; it's a mini series. And I think as the season has approached, I've heard a lot of pastors just kind of mailing it in at Christmas time too. You know what I mean? Like they read, this is how Jesus was born, and this is how Jesus was born, and this chapter, or this one. And people just take that and they just mail it in, and I don't mail in my messages. I try to always do something different. So I really wanted to think hard about how am I going to do something different this year. I don't want to just go through the motions of this Christmas message of talking about Christmas cheer. I hope you all know I don't obviously go through the motions, right? I don't think I've ever gone through the motions. I put my heart and soul in everything. And I don't want to just read through the Gospels this year. So this is what I want to do. I want to bring joy into your life, and I want to give you an opportunity to bring joy into other people's life. So what we're going to do is this week we're going to talk about the light. And I don't say the light, and I'm not going to use the term the light in a new agey, crazy form. So don't come to me after and say, Pastor, that was really new agey when you start calling us the light and stuff. Don't come. That's not what we're saying here. And I hope through the end of this message you will understand what I'm talking about. But joy. We should have joy in our life, shouldn't we? And as believers, we're not to be conformed to this world, right? And this world is filled, you guys are supposed to say right there, just in case you're wondering. And this world, like going shopping and stuff, it's been crazy. There's been some joy, but for the most part, people are still living crazy panic lives. And I'm very sad for them, because we don't have to be living a life of fear or panic, amen? We don't have to live a life driven by fear, chaos, anxiety, disunity. We are not the same as what the world has portrayed for themselves. We are not people that sit there and say, what's going to happen next? What's going to happen next? I got to watch Mo. I got to do this. I got to do that. I got to panic. I got to panic. I got to panic. What I got to do is I got to read His Word. I got to speak His Word over my life. And I got to live a life of joy, sharing Jesus when I can. So let's talk about the joy we have in our life because we have Jesus. We can live a life of joy with Jesus, amen? We're able to be the light set apart from the world, right? Amen. And we need to start living a life of the message of light. And we need to gain this meaning of Christmas cheer in our life. So if you're like us, we like Christmas movies, right? And we're obviously the series is called Christmas Cheer. So I like movies, Christmas movies especially, that make me laugh. I love Christmas movies that make me laugh. Not the ones that make me cry. Not the ones that are on the Hallmark Channel that I know so many ladies, including my wife, love to watch. I subscribe to that channel. I don't need to watch the story about the boy that moves away and breaks up with her guy and comes home to have Christmas with her family and meets her childhood crush, or maybe the boy who had a crush on her but was chubby and didn't want to talk to her, but now he's a hunk of a man. That's not my style of movie for Christmas. But I honestly love funny Christmas movies. Last night we watched Home Alone, and we watched Elf last week, I believe it was. And we just love these fun Christmas movies. And so I want to talk about Christmas cheer. And there's this movie called Elf, right? And I put up this quote here, and it's kind of funny, but it's kind of profound in some ways. And it says, Buddy the Elf, if you know Buddy the Elf, if you've watched it, if not, you're missing a funny Christmas movie. And he says, the best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Now, that sounds silly, right? Who would agree with me that's kind of a silly saying? It's kind of silly, but very profound. Buddy the Elf does not understand, I think, what he's really saying here, or what I've taken this to mean. When we spread Christmas cheer, what are we spreading? We're spreading the life that Jesus has given us because we know Him, don't we? We are sharing the life that He has given us with everyone around us, aren't we? So how do we do that if we're not singing loud for all to hear, if we're not living our life as a testimony to His goodness? If we're just sitting there like Scrooge saying humbug to everything, we need to be sharing His life. We need to be singing it as our act of worship in everything we do of the good life that Christ has given us. Amen? We need to be sharing the blessings and the promises rather than getting down with the world around us. And I might be yelling right now, but I think this is something we need to hear, is we need to celebrate His goodness in our life. We can't be hiding under the bushel. We need to be out there sharing the life that Christ has given us. Amen? And that's why I think that's so profound. It's not just about seeing, it's about how we live, how we share the life that Christ has given us. So our Christmas cheer is based on what? It's based on Jesus, isn't it? It's based on Jesus. So today I'm gonna go through things a little differently than I normally might, okay? And I'll be honest with you guys, I honestly don't know how long today might take, today's message. And that's not a negative way, well, it is kind of. I've gone through this message about 7 times, and I have been anywhere from 8 minutes to 34 minutes. So I don't know what I'm gonna say. I have my points, obviously, I know what I'm gonna say, but when I articulate it, so bear with me if it's short, and if it's long, bear with me. It could be 45 minutes at the end of today, I don't know. But it's based on Jesus. Our Christmas cheer is based on Jesus. So we're doing things different, and I hope you're okay with this. Well, you're going to be okay with it because this is what we're doing, right? So I have some verses, and then we're going to just talk about ways that I want us to apply them in our life. And I want us to live in this message, this idea of Christmas cheer, and allowing everyone to hear our Christmas cheer, our joy that Christ has given us. So the first verse I want to read today is from John 8:12. And it says, once more, Jesus addressed the crowd and he said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of what? Of life. When we walk with Christ, we walk with this light of life. And I struggle here a little bit because, as I said earlier, I'm not coming from this or at this from a New Agey perspective. That's the opposite I want, because I believe that the New Agey perspective has really stolen this idea that Christ is the light of the world. I believe that when we live with this perspective of Christ is our light, he is the light of the world, and when we walk with him, we can't be in darkness, that shatters a lot of things from people's perspectives of how they live. Negative, fearful, darkness, all that. And we're going to talk about that in a few moments. The next one is Matthew 5, 14 to 16. And it says, you are the light of Christ to the world. This is you. This is me. We are the light of Christ to the world. A city set on a hill cannot be shaken, nor does anyone light a lamp to put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in your house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good deeds and moral excellence and recognize and honor and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Bring up Buddy the Elf again, Ella. Sharing the light of Christ is singing loud for all to hear. Can we make that reference now? You see what I'm trying to say? Sharing the life that Christ has given us is by sharing his light, by sharing his love, by sharing who he is, by sharing the victory that he has brought us. That's how we share Christmas cheer. And Christmas cheer is the life of Christ. It's not Christmas cheer, giving presents, having hot chocolates. It's not that. That's not Christmas cheer. That's not Christmas cheer. In our context, Christmas cheer is celebrating the life of Christ. That's what Christmas cheer is. Because why do we celebrate Christmas? Why are we joyful at Christmas? Because Jesus came. Because he died for us. So Christmas is the celebration of the light. And Jesus is the light of the world. That's Jesus speaking. He just said that. That's what we just read. His words. And Jesus has also called us to be the light for all, his light for all. Those were also his words, right? So today we're going to talk about how we experience cheer, Christmas cheer, and lead others to experience Christmas cheer that is only found in Jesus. So the celebration of the light. We're celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. And he is the reason for the season. That's such a cliche statement, but it's so true. He is the reason we celebrate Christmas, right? He is the light that pushes out darkness, is he not? He has defeated death, as we sang in that first song. He has defeated death. He has defeated sickness. I don't want to get sidetracked, but I got to talk about the song we listened to yesterday, Stacy and I. And it talked about how he's a God that heals and he's a God that does. But even if he doesn't, are you kidding me? If he doesn't, we celebrate him because he died for our sins. He died to make us whole. He died to heal. As a matter of fact, it's not to heal. He has healed us. We are healed. We are whole in Jesus' name. He is the light that brings healing. That should be an amen. He is the light, isn't he? He brought healing, didn't he? It's here. It's available to us. And we have this amazing opportunity to share the light. But the thing we have to remember is, who am I following? If I'm following Jesus through life, I don't have to walk in darkness, do I? Because he's the light. You're walking in the light. You are the light. And you have an opportunity to be the light to other people. Are you taking those opportunities? Jesus told us that we're the light so that we can share who he is and share his goodness. So when we are following the light, when we are following Jesus, actually we're walking with Jesus. It's more than just following Jesus. It's walking with him through life, right? Because he is the light of the world. Then light does some things for us. So what does light do? Light gives us direction. Doesn't it? The light of Jesus gives us direction. The way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what they stumble. That's Proverbs 4:19. When there is light, what is gone? Darkness is gone. When we are walking in the light, when we're walking with Jesus, and when we are actually walking the way we're supposed to be walking, and we are sharing the light of Jesus in us, darkness is gone. And when we have a clear way to see, and we know where we're going, we can step forward and walk in light. We don't have to be living in darkness. The same way Jesus gives us direction when we have light. And without saying it really, the world, I believe, is always looking at the church for direction. How do we live as a church? Are we living that fearful, dreary life? Or are we living a life of victory? Are we living a life of boldness? Are we celebrating 2020? Or are we like, oh, I can't wait till this is over. Phew. Right? Do you hear what I'm saying here, people? I want you to hear what I'm saying. We have opportunities in this day to be the light of Jesus. And I know that the world is looking to us for direction. They won't say it. They'll never say it. But they're always watching. If the church is in panic mode, if we're freaking out, what do you think the world does? We need to stand firm and be strong as believers and know that we are whole, we are safe, we are secure, and we are blessed. We need to know the promises of his word, and we need to stand on them and be the light of the world. Because if we don't, if we're living like the world in panic mode, why the heck would someone want to come to church? The second thing is, light dispels fear. See, fear comes when darkness prevails. Doesn't it? When you're living in fear, darkness is prevailing in your life. The darkness has, for whatever reason, extinguished whatever light that you have, whatever focus you have on Christ. That's when fear comes in. You've made the choice to allow fear to come into your life. We need to break off agreements with evil, and we need to start walking in the light that he has called us to walk in. Because Jesus spoke those words that you are the light of the world, or you are the light of Christ, right? He said that Let me read that verse again. You are the light of Christ to the world. That's you. So when, if you're as a believer of the light of Christ, but you're walking in fear, how are you the light of Christ? Because darkness prevailed in your life. Christ wasn't fearful, was he? Christ didn't walk and live a life of fear. He walked with boldness, didn't he? He walked with authority, as we've talked about. That's how we should be walking. See, darkness is defined as what? Darkness is defined as the polar opposite of brightness, of the polar opposite of light. It is understood as the lack of light. Human vision is unable to distinguish color and objects in conditions of darkness. In conditions with darkness, color perception range from achromatic to ultimately black. If you don't have light, if you just have darkness, you cannot see clearly. You cannot see things that are good. And when you see, when you're in the dark and you can't see properly, what happens? You don't see color. You don't see the beauty. You don't see the blessings that are there for you. You need to be walking in the light. Definition of light, I found, is interesting. Do you know what the definition of light is compared to the definition of darkness? Darkness is absence of light. You know what the light is? It has nothing to do with darkness. Nothing to do with darkness. It only has to do with what produces the light. That's what light is defined as. Nothing to do with darkness. So when somebody tells me, well, you know, even if God doesn't do this, whoa, what? Wait a second. You're bringing in some darkness into the light. Pitch the darkness out and stand in the light. So what produces the light? Jesus produces light in our life. Amen? Jesus produced our light, and we do not have to live in fear, and we don't have to fear at all. And when we accept Jesus, we become heirs with Jesus and children of God. We've talked about this for the past number of weeks, haven't we? Almost a whole year. And I've hammered this home almost every couple weeks, maybe even every week. If you're tired of hearing me say that, too bad. 1 Thessalonians 5:5 says, "For you are all children of light, children of the day. We are not of the night or of the darkness." When we become believers, we are children of the light. Amen? You don't have to fear, because the joy that comes with Jesus is always available. The blessings that come with Jesus are always available, and they are always given. Aren't they? Something else that light does is light sustains light. Light sustains light. What do I mean by that? 2 Corinthians 4:6 says, "For God, who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." So from a perspective that Jesus has blessed us, as we know God, we see the light. We see his face. We see this brightness. And as we see his light, and his light comes from within us and shines to the world, we have opportunities to produce more light. When we share Jesus and others start to know Jesus, we have that opportunity. And while at Christmas we celebrate Jesus' birth, in turn it allows us to know his goodness through him giving up his life for our freedom, for our life, which gives us the blessings and the promises of Scripture. The fourth thing is light is comforting, isn't it? Think about this. Last night I had to go for a walk, and other than being stinking cold from the wind, it was dark, really dark outside. And I'm like, boy, you know, the crazy thought that goes through your head. Obviously, I know the bears are hibernating, and I don't have any bears near my yard. But I was thinking, what if a coyote comes and tries to bite my leg? What if there's a cougar here? And you have no light. You know how I feel when I walk on my road in the daytime? Fearless. See, when there's light, it's comforting. When we are living in Christ, when we are walking in the Spirit, when we are living a life that Jesus has called us to live and walking with Him, we can walk around fearless. We can walk around bold. Light is comforting. And this really goes hand in hand with the not being fearful. We were in Home Alone yesterday when we were watching, and Kevin went down the stairs, and if you remember that scene with the furnace, and it starts calling his name, Kevin, Kevin. And what did he say? I'll say it anyway. He said, shut up. See, sometimes when the darkness is trying to speak to us and get in our heads, and we maybe try to start listening, you know what we need to say? Shut up, get behind me, Satan. You're defeated, you're destroyed, I am victorious. Light is comforting. Following Jesus is comforting when we live in His light. See, we're called to be the light, to reflect every day on the light of God and how it creates more light around us, how we can share the light of Christ in our lives. And I'm going to invite the music team up as I'm wrapping up. See, I told you, it wasn't going to be that long, 20 minutes. We have an opportunity in our life to share the light of Christ every day. And I want us to take a moment as we leave here, and when you wake up in the morning, that before your feet hit the floor, you praise the Lord, you give glory to God, and know that He is good. The reason that we celebrate Christmas is because of Jesus. And as we celebrate Christmas, we need to shine in a light in the darkness. We need to be that light in the darkness, because that world out there is dark. But when we walk in, it's like our little lights are shining. You like that, guys? I don't know if that's the right spot. I'll fix it. Don't worry. Our lights are shining for the world to see. We get to be the headlights for the world. Are we showing the life that Christ has given us, or are we walking out? I hope it's going to be okay. I sure hope it's going to be fine. We are alive in Christ. We have been given blessings and promises and life. We have been saved, sozoed. We have victory in Jesus, don't we? So then why are we living like that? This Christmas season, celebrate Jesus, who is the light of the world, who has called us to be His lights in this world, to live in this message of Christmas cheer, Christmas life, Christmas joy. And once Christmas cheer comes inside, then joy follows it, and all these pieces start to fall in line, and we begin to understand and live how He's called us to live. This is how we should live our lives, living in the joy of Jesus Christ. Isn't it? I encourage you today to go out and be the light to the world. Let's bow our heads and pray. Father God, we thank You that You have partnered with us, that You have called us to be lights to the world. Father, I pray that each and every one of us in this room and everyone online watching, that if we have not been living a life of joy, a life of victory, that, Father, that we will start to walk how You've called us to walk. If we are living in fear, that we will break off those shackles and we will walk with boldness and authority. If we are walking discouraged, that we would shake that off and walk in victory, because You have sent victory, God, in Your Son Jesus. And because of that, we can walk with victory. We can walk boldly and know. We can know that we know that it is finished and it is won. So God, we thank You. God, we honor You. And God, we thank You for Your Son Jesus as we celebrate Christmas season. As we celebrate with Christmas cheer, Father, I pray that we would celebrate and live a life boldly, and that we would share the authority that You've given us. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, I want to give an opportunity for those that may not know Jesus this morning. If you don't know Jesus, I'm going to invite you into prayer if you want to know Jesus. If you want to know him as your Lord and Savior, if you want to get to know him on a real basis, not just know about him, not just hear the stories about him and celebrate Christmas just superficially, but to celebrate the birth of your Savior, I'm going to invite you to do that. If you know Jesus and you're with people, I'm going to just ask you to repeat this prayer with me as well, just so those that don't know him feel safe and comfortable. And also, after we're done this prayer, if you ask Jesus in your heart for the first time or even the second time, you just wanted to reestablish that connection with Jesus and say, yeah, something's got to change in my life, and you're praying this prayer, contact me at the church, 306-882-2453, or email me, lead@rosetownchurch.ca, or just comment here if you're super excited. But we're going to pray together, okay? Just repeat after me. Dear God, thank you for sending Jesus to die in my place, to take every punishment. Thank you that I'm now free. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. From today on, I'm following you, chasing you, and living in victory. In Jesus' name, amen. I encourage you right now to call me, contact me, reach out. And I encourage you guys just to celebrate the lives that are coming to know Jesus today and to celebrate the victory that he has brought us and to live in that light. Amen? Guys, God bless and have a great day.